up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 573. In this episode, I'll discuss the ceiling dose of ketorolac for renal colic in the ED. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode573. The analgesic ceiling dose of ketorolac is 10 milligrams, and this has been established in several articles going as far back as more than 30 years ago. In 1989, a study in the journal Clinical Pharmacology compared 10, 30, and 90 milligrams of IM ketorolac with placebo in 126 patients with cancer pain. While all doses were more effective than placebo, there was no difference in effectiveness between the 10, 30, or 90 milligram of IM ketorolac. In 1990, a study in pharmacotherapy compared 2 or 4 milligrams of IV morphine with 10 or 30 milligrams of IV ketorolac in 122 patients who had undergone major surgery. Both doses of ketorolac were as effective as 4 milligrams of morphine and more effective than 2 milligrams of morphine in providing pain control. There was no difference in efficacy between the 10 and 30 milligram doses of ketorolac. In 2016, a trial by Sergey Motov confirmed this data by demonstrating IV ketorolac has an analgesic ceiling dose of 10 milligrams in ED patients with moderate to severe acute pain. And most recently, in December 2020, in Academic Emergency Medicine, researchers published a non-inferiority randomized trial comparing the analgesic efficacy of 3 doses of IV ketorolac, 10, 20, and 30 milligrams, in adult patients presenting to the ED with renal colic. 165 patients were split evenly between the 3 groups. There was no significant difference found between groups for the primary pain-related outcome. This is yet another study demonstrating that the analgesic ceiling dose of ketorolac is 10 milligrams. This data, together with the dose-related risk of GI bleeding from ketorolac documented in the prescribing information, has caused me to abandon using the 30 and 60 milligram doses of ketorolac in my practice. Achieving a 10 milligram dose in practice is somewhat challenging because of the odd measurement this requires, and the habit of practitioners is to choose the standard vial size of 15 milligrams per ml as the lowest dose. Either FDA approval of a lower dosage size or an automatic substitution policy would likely be required to get IV ketorolac doses down to 10 milligrams routinely. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.